This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is now warning that Russia just concluded sham referendums and attempts to annex Ukrainian territory rule out of any talks with Moscow as long as the Russian president Vladimir Putin remains in power. And Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for Russia's complete isolation and tough new global sanctions. Speaking to the UN Security Council by video link over Russia's objections Tuesday, Zelensky urged additional military and financial support to defend Ukraine so the aggressor would lose in clearly and legally binding guarantees of collective security for his country in response to Russia's latest grab for Ukrainian territory. Ukraine called the emergency council meeting over the referendums. Over 194,000 Russians have entered Kazakhstan, Georgia, and Finland in the week since the president, Vladimir Putin, announced a partial mobilization of reservists to fight in Ukraine. The thousands fled to neighboring countries, most often by car, bicycle, or even on foot. Mass exodus of men alone or with their families or friends began September 21st, shortly after Putin's address to the nation. And has continued throughout the week. Early on, they snapped up airline tickets, which spiked in price on the few airlines still flying out of Russia. But the rest had to gas up their cars and join the long lines snaking on roads towards the border. Again, over 194,000 Russians have now entered Kazakhstan, Georgia, and Finland in just 1 week. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. And seismologists and said powerful explosions preceded the leaks. The European leaders and experts pointed to a possible sabotage amid the energy standoff with Russia and provoked by the war in Ukraine. Although filled with gas, neither pipeline is currently supplying into Europe. The Danish Prime Minister added that there is no information indicating who could be behind it, and rejecting the suggestion that the incident was an attack on Denmark, saying the leaks occurred in international waters. U.S. President Joe Biden is formally keeping the nation's cap on refugee admissions at 125,000 for the 2023 budget year. This is despite pressure from advocates to raise it even higher to meet the need after falling short of that target this year. Refugees and advocates have been pushing the Biden administration to do more to restore the U.S. refugee admissions program. That program suffered deep cuts under the Trump administration, which slashed admissions to a record low of 15,000. Biden has raised the cap four times that amount this year, but so far fewer than 20,000 refugees have been admitted. Vice President Kamala Harris has highlighted a new U.S. law that boosts support for computer chip manufacturing. She met with Japanese technology executives on Wednesday. The meeting on her last full day in Tokyo reflects what the administration's focus on boosting semiconductor manufacturing and expanding the supply chain for critical materials. And at the same time, Japan is looking to rejuvenate its own computer chip industry, and there could be opportunities for new partnerships as the allies work together to counter China's own technology investments. The U.S. House January 6th committee has postponed a hearing scheduled for Wednesday as a hurricane hurtles toward the Florida coast. The committee had planned to hold what was likely to be its final investigative hearing Wednesday afternoon, but lawmakers decided at the last minute to delay it as it became clear that Hurricane Ian was churning on a collision course toward Florida, where it's expected to strengthen into a catastrophic Category 4 storm. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.